Russian President Vladimir Putin, German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder, and Jacques Chirac, the President of France, today wound up 2 days of meetings in the Russian city of St. Petersburg. The three leaders, who led international opposition to the war in Iraq, called on the U.S. and Britain to give the United Nations a key role in rebuilding Iraq. NPR's Lawrence Sheets has this report.
It was dubbed by some the summit of No, Nine, and Nyet. One Russian newspaper ran a banner headline, calling it the Congress of the Defeated. The three leaders had led international opposition to the war in Iraq. But speaking at a news conference after closed-door talks late last night, all three said they welcomed the fall of the Iraqi regime.
Zunächst einmal, dass es ein militärischer Sieg ist.
This military victory was aimed at helping the Iraqi people, Chancellor Schroeder said. I don't want to speak about the past now. Now we should think about how the military victory can be turned to help the entire region. Not all the talk was so conciliatory. President Putin was noticeably more testy than Schroeder or Jacques Chirac. Putin said the war failed to achieve its stated goal of ridding Iraq of banned weapons. Nothing was found, and even at the last moment of their struggle for survival, the Iraqi regime did not use it, Putin said. They either don't have them or they are in such condition that they could not be used. And this raises the advisability of such an action. What was the war for? Putin said he was worried by the precedent that the war had set. He said toppling regimes deemed by Western democracies to be authoritarian could lead to an endless string of wars around the globe. There are no absolutely similar or identical modes of democracy, Putin said. If we want to command the world to follow one simple model, we'll have to violate the peace in perhaps 80% of countries. The three leaders did agree that the U.S. now has a responsibility under the Geneva Conventions to rein in the anarchy and looting that has gripped the streets of Iraq in recent days. But they insisted on a major UN role in helping to shape a new Iraq once order is restored.
Il appartiendra, selon nous, aux Nations Unies d'y jouer un rôle central.
Only the UN has the necessary legitimacy to play a central role in Iraq, President Chirac said. But Chirac, Putin, and Schroeder offered no specific proposals, and they concluded their mini-summit without any joint declaration on exactly how the UN should be involved. The White House has already bluntly rejected suggestions that the U.S. should step aside and let the U.N. play a lead role in assembling a post-war Iraqi administration. President Putin heaped scorn on comments by Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz that France, Germany, and Russia should write off billions in Iraqi debts they are owed if they want to help a new government in Baghdad to get on its feet. Russia, which is owed $7 billion by Iraq, is burdened with huge external debt repayments of its own. And Russian officials see the U.S. proposal as a vindictive slap in the face for their opposition to the war. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, St. Petersburg, Russia.